The senior health fair and town hall meeting scheduled for tomorrow will be different from previous year's events. Organizers have moved it from the campus of ACU to the Abilene Convention Center and expanded it from a morning event to a full-day affair. The event is free, except for the town hall luncheon, and workshops will focus on issues from financial and living concerns to topics of physical and mental health. Susie Macaluso, director of the Pruitt Gerontology Center at Abilene Christian University, joins me now. Tell us about the Senior Health Fair and Expo.
In previous years, we have done a town hall here on ACU's campus at the Hunter Welcome Center, where we've invited older adults from the community to come, and we've had students from various classes here at ACU come, and it's been kind of a morning event capped off by lunch where there's discussions and kind of reports about what are the top issues facing older adults, and then there'd be a response from our representative. And then this year, it's just so much bigger. So it's a full day with a health expo, with vendors, workshops, health screenings, and also the town hall.
Let's start by talking about health screenings. Some free basic health screenings, like what?
So we know that there will be hearing checks provided by the ACU Speech Clinic. There will also be balance checks, mental health screenings, as well as basic blood pressure screenings.
Is there anything particularly for caregivers?
So a lot of the information will be applicable to caregivers. A lot of information about living arrangements, home health care. The Area Agency on Aging will be there, and they're an amazing resource for caregivers providing respite care, in-home care options and support as well.
So over the lunch hour, you're doing a town hall meeting, and then the information that you gather during the town hall meeting, you're handing over to Texas Silver-Haired Legislature to develop resolutions to present to the Texas Legislature. I mean, what do you have in mind here?
So we are really interested in what issues older adults in our community are facing. We anticipate that there will be some responses that are kind of given every year, things about finances, things about health. But we really want to focus on what can our local community do, not just our federal government. And so we're really interested in not just what issues do you have, but what are some possible solutions? What can you suggest that the legislature do about this? So I think about issues that have come up in the past about property taxes. And so now there is a freeze that older adults can have put on their property taxes. Things like the silver alerts. So the Texas Silver-Haired Legislature was involved with implementing those alerts that go out across the state when older adults go missing. And so we're really interested in what are you struggling with and how can we help? And the information will also be used by our Area Agency on Aging as they think about their priorities and how to spend the funds that they have in what discretion they have in those spending.
Will Stan Lambert be on hand for this?
Stan Lambert will be there to give a brief kind of introduction and response.
And what is it that you really want people to know if they're considering coming? What should they expect? You said it will be different this year, but really what is it that's the key thing that's different for people to expect this year?
The workshops are a big addition. So we have six workshops through the day. There is one on Medicare and Social Security. If you are about to hit 65 or have recently entered into that stage of life, this will be great information on what do you do now that you're that age. There's going to be a workshop from the Abilene Police Department on elder fraud. We'll have a talk on key nutrients for aging well. We'll have a talk about wills versus trusts and some legal issues that you need to think about, whether you're a caregiver or you're an older adult. And we'll also have a talk about depression amongst older adults and how to identify and address depression. And then we'll also have a talk about what are your living options. If you're not able to live at home, there's a whole variety of levels of care that are available to you in our local community. So those workshops are going to be, I think, the star of this show, as well as all of our amazing partners who will be there to talk about the services that they offer. In terms of the town hall, It will be intergenerational, so our students will be on hand to just talk with the people at their table about what issues they're facing. It's a good opportunity for students to hear what life might be like for them as they get older, the good, the not so good. And it's also, I think, a good opportunity for older adults to see how amazing our students are and to see that our future is in pretty good hands with these students. They're incredible.
Well, Susie Macaluso, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Susie Macaluso is the director of the Pruitt Gerontology Center at Abilene Christian University. The Senior Health Fair and Expo and Town Hall meeting will be held from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow at the Abilene Convention Center. Workshops, health screenings, and the expo are free. I'm Heather Claiborne. This is KACU.